Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. As always, throughout the season of Lent, we're going to be using our family devotional for Lent as the theme for our message this morning, A Time for Joy. And throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. And as he rode along, they spread their cloaks on the road. As he was drawing near, already on the way down the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." He answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." Luke chapter 19. Sometimes Palm Sunday reminds me of a roller coaster. You know how there's always one point where you find yourself sitting at the top of a tall, tall hill as the car moves slowly and slowly toward a huge, deep drop? That's Palm Sunday. You know that any moment you'll be heading for the ground at terrifying speed. But right now, at the top of the world, the view is amazing. It must have been like that for Jesus. He knew perfectly well what was coming up: the cleaning of the temple, the Last Supper, the betrayal, Gethsemane, arrest, trial, torture, and death. But just for a short time, he was looking at a tiny preview of the way it will be at the end of the world, when humanity is set free and celebrating. A great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and every peoples and languages, standing before the throne of the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." Revelation 7. That was what he came for: to turn wretched, shivering slaves of sin into the free, joyful people of God. And Palm Sunday was a foretaste of the joy that would be his and all of ours on that final day when Jesus returns to bring us into God's kingdom. No wonder he said, "If these people were silent, the very stones would cry out." Palm Sunday is a time for joy because our Savior has come and is setting us free. You know, I don't know about you, but when I'm going through something trying, I'm not very sure if joy is the first thing on my heart, my mind, my lips, or my thoughts. I'm really not sure of that. But the reality is, Jesus shows us, even though he knew what he was walking into and riding into that day and going into, he found immense joy on that very first Palm Sunday. I'm reminded of what Scripture tells us: to rejoice in the Lord always. And I think about rejoice in the Lord always. Well, if I'm supposed to rejoice in the Lord always, that means during hard times, trying times, and troubles too. And then, you know, St. Paul goes on to say in other places, give thanks to the Lord in all circumstances. That's a form of joy, right? Give thanks even for hard times and in hard times? What are you talking about, Willis? That's what I want to say. That doesn't make sense. But when we look over and over at the work of Jesus, we look at the words of St. Paul, we look at the Old Testament and the examples in the Psalms, we see, even in Job, that in hard and difficult times, these people give joy and thanksgiving to God. They find joy and happiness in their heart. You know, right now is a difficult time for so many of us. Such a difficult time. We don't know when things are going to get back to normal and what the new normal will look like. Some of us are struggling financially. Some of us are struggling with depression and sadness and loneliness. Some of us are struggling with financial worries. Some of us are sick or have loved ones who are sick. Some of us know people with the virus. Some of us may know people already that have died from the virus. It's a hard time. On top of the rest of the time that's a hard time in this world, it's a very difficult time right now. And everybody's reacting and experiencing it differently, and that's okay. And everybody has different emotions, and that's okay. Children are going to react differently than adults, and that's okay. It's okay to react and have our emotions. God gave them to us. But maybe there's one emotion that we need to be more intentional about bringing into this, and that's joy. Joy that celebrates what God has done for us and continues to do for us in Jesus. Joy in the blessings that we have right now, being able to spend more time with family, being more connected with people than we ever have been. Joy in knowing that God has provided the food that we have in our house right now and even toilet paper when we need it, right? There is joy even in the midst of this. And joy in knowing that this is going to come to an end, that Jesus will bring healing into our world, and Jesus, and beyond that, will come again to take us to be with him forever in heaven. And notice what it said today in this devotion about the end of the world, by the way. The end of the world is not going to be a scary time. No, it's going to be a time of great joy when Jesus finally comes once and for all, one final time, one time only, to rescue us from sin, death, and the devil permanently to bring us into heaven. It will be a great day of joy and thanksgiving as we are released from this body of death and sin and brought into the new kingdom of heaven that waits for us. See, as we celebrate this Palm Sunday and we hear the people crying out that prayer, save us, Hosanna, save us. That's our prayer too, right? Save us, Lord. Save us from what's going on in the world now. Save us from our depression. Save us from our anxiety. Save us from our fears. Save us from our troubles. Save us, Lord. And Jesus comes riding in, humble as our King. He comes riding into our lives through the power of the word that we hear and the sacraments we receive. He comes riding into our lives of giving us grace and mercy and forgiveness and salvation like we've never had before. He comes into our lives to be with us right where we are, to walk by our side, to wipe away our tears, to give us peace, and to give us joy. Even as he rode in on that first Palm Sunday, knowing the terror that faced him, Jesus had joy as he had the glimpse of and foretaste of the kingdom to come. Brothers and sisters, we have that glimpse too, because of his word, because of his sacrament, because of what he's done for us. We get tiny little glimpses every time we encounter Jesus in word and in sacrament, of the joy that was set before him who endured the cross. The same joy is set before us, eternal and everlasting life in perfection and peace. Jesus has done mighty things for us. Even the rocks cry out his praises because the whole of creation knows how good our God is. So take some time this Holy Week, beginning today, and maybe even longer than Holy Week, to find some joy in your life. Start with the fact that Jesus has died and risen for you, because that's the greatest joy. And look around. I guarantee you there are moments of joy each and every day for you. Because the reality is, when we get into that place of joy and thanksgiving, our minds change. Clinically and scientifically, we know that our minds change. Anxiety and depression and fear decrease as they are replaced with gratitude, joy, and thanksgiving. And we begin to see the world just a little bit different around us from that beautiful top of that high hill of the roller coaster, the beautiful top of that mountain that we're sitting on, God's salvation, his unending, unconditional love for you. Write it down. Make a list. Share it with your family at a meal. Pray about it. Remember it and celebrate it each and every day, whatever it is you are joyful for. Because Jesus has come for you. Jesus is with you. Jesus has rescued and saved you. In his name, amen.